When you have a problem which creates a danger, that problem needs to be responded to rather than cooperated with. Those are the choices that exist regarding bears here in New Jersey, especially in the northwest part of the state. As some called for non-lethal actions, aggression, even attacks by bears have continued to take place against humans, animals, and property. My first guest this week is here with the details about the 2014 bear hunt, which has really been, through all statistics, a proven solution to the dangers created by an excessively large bear population. He's with the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife. We say good morning to Kelsey Burgess. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, Chris.
And just like all state website pages, it's one of those real long URLs, which I could tell you verbally, but if you go over to issuesandideasradio.com, we have a direct link over to the state website page for this year's bear season. But let's start with the obvious details, Kelsey. When is the bear hunt going to be this year?
2014 bear season is going to take place December 8th through the 13th this year.
And this has been, for a few years now, we've had an annual bear hunt, and I think most people who look at the statistics understand that it has made a difference, but the bear population still is a little bit more than what the natural habitat provides for coexistence and feeding. When you look at the mechanics of the bear hunt, what is it that a hunter is obligated to do and required to do in order to be a legal bear hunter this season?
Any sportsman wishing to take part in the 2014 bear season needs to have a 2014 license, New Jersey license, as well as a tag for black bears. They can obtain two different zones, but they're only allowed to have one black bear. And we have currently four zones that are open, so of the four zones, they can get any combination of those four zones.
As far as hunting limitations, in regards to type of firearm to use, type of ammo to use, how close can you be to structures? What are some of the basic thumbnail prerequisites a hunter has to watch out for to make sure that the hunting process, they're within legal boundaries?
Sure. Sportsmen are required to use either a muzzle loader or a shotgun. Muzzle loader has to be 45 caliber or greater. Shotgun has to be 20 gauge or greater. Buckshot is not legal. Shotguns have to use slugs. And if it has slugs, it has to have rifled slug barrel, which means it also has to have a scope on it as well. As far as the distance from houses is concerned, the same regulations apply with all hunting with firearms. They have to be 450 feet away from an occupied building unless they have written permission to be closer than that. Otherwise, they just have to follow the rules and regulations within their township or on the property they're on. Certainly, private property is open. State land is open. Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area is open to bear hunting. But some areas are not open, like the Ballfield Refuge, at least not yet. Hopefully here in the next couple of years, we'll see that area open as well. And there are some other areas that are not open to bear hunting, such as private preserves or nature conservancy property. But it's best to check with the landowner to make sure that the land is open to bear hunting.
And has there been any changes? This is for the returning hunter primarily. Has there been any changes in policy and procedure last year versus this year? Or is it still pretty much the same rule book and ballpark as last year's hunt was?
Everything's the same as last year. Nothing's changed. If a sportsman is successful in harvesting a black bear, they have to take the bear immediately to a black bear check station. We have five of those throughout the state. All of them are listed on our website and in our digest. Once the animal is brought to the check station, samples will be taken, the animal will be tagged, and then they're free to take it to their local butcher or taxidermist.
And real fast, in Sussex County, the stations are the Flatbrook Roy Wildlife Management Area, Route 615 in Layton, the Whittingham Wildlife Management Area on Freedom Springdale Road in Newton, over in Warren County, Pequest Trout Hatchery in Oxford, and Morris County, Black River Wildlife Management Area in Chester, and the Green Pond Golf Course in Rockaway. Again, all the info is over at the website, which we have a link directly to at our website because it is one of those long website addresses. We're talking with Kelsey Burgess from the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife about the 2014 New Jersey Bear Hunt, which is just about to take place and in the beginning of December. And again, you're listening to Issues and ideas, December 8th through the 13th, to be specific. As far as the type of bear you can hunt, is it just the males, females, cubs? Is it any bear in the woods?
All black bears that are available, they're not hibernating at the time, are available to be harvested. You know, we don't have an age or size restriction on the animals, and the reason for that is we want to make sure we have an accurate count of all the animals that are harvested during the season. Primarily, you know, someone might shoot a smaller animal if there's a law that says you can't shoot cubs, and you know, those animals may not be checked in appropriately, in which case we're over-harvesting what we think we don't already have. So essentially what we're trying to do is make sure that anyone that brings in a bear, every bear that's harvested is truly a trophy. It's an animal to be proud of, and we want folks to bring those animals in, enjoy the experience, and make sure we have the best scientific data to base our future management plans on.
So with that being said, then, even if a bear has a monitor or a tag, it's still legal to harvest that bear?
Absolutely. Yep.
The idea, too, about this is probably the point that confuses hunters the most, because it's been a point of contention and court cases, lawsuits, and whatever the case may be. Baiting. What are there any limitations, restrictions as far as baiting to hunt a black bear?
The only limitation for, you know, baiting, the baiting rule is actually a law that was enacted for deer hunting. It is allowed for bears. The only restriction is you cannot be in a tree stand over top of the bait. If you do want to sit in a tree stand near the bait, you have to be at least 150 yards away. Otherwise, you can sit on a bucket right next to it if that's what you so desire. Not many people bait. People have realized that baiting is a very difficult task. It's expensive, time-consuming. So probably less than 10% of the overall population of sportsmen that are hunting bears are actually doing any kind of baiting. So it's really not as big of an issue as most folks would like us to believe.
Looking at the stats from last year's bear hunt, 2013, total of 251 bears harvested. The vast majority from Sussex County, 155, Warren County next to 42, Morris 28, Passaic 25, and Hunterdon County 1.
Actually, Passaic County is some of the best bear habitat we have in the entire state.
Oh, I did not know that.
It has it's actually better habitat than most of Sussex County. It's got dense woodland, a lot of swamps, rhododendron swamps, niched hardwood forest. It's prime bear habitat. The biggest reason we're not seeing as many bears harvested in that region is primarily land access. Newark watershed does not allow for baiting, and as a result, They also don't allow ATVs in there to help get the bear off the property. So as a result, sportsmen are less likely to utilize that area. And of course, you know, the Newark watershed comprises a large portion of Passaic County, about 52 square miles. So, you know, it's a large landowner in the county. And Whaleana State Park would be the other open space that's open for bear hunting as well. Where you can bait, and you also can use ATVs to get your harvested bear out of the woods. So more folks are focused on those locations to hunt. But again, it's mainly access, and it's very limited. And that's why you're not seeing as many bears harvested there. Plus, the terrain is very rough. You know, Passaic County has some very rough terrain, whereas Sussex County, it's a little less difficult to get around.
And especially if you're harvesting a 500-pound bear, you want the easiest access out as possible. Wrapping our time with Kelsey Burgess from the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife about the 2014 bear hunt, which is going to be taking place December 8th through the 13th. We have a link over to our website to find out more information about permits, the hows, the whys, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And you can also download over at the state website, too. Just for the proof that not every hunter is a trophy hunter, you actually make available, as you have in prior years, Casey, a bear recipe guide, which is different, I should say, looking at grilled bear loin with brown sugar, bear steak and beer, bear chops. A lot of people don't think of a bear as sustenance, but again, that's what a lot of hunters do. It's not just a matter of a trophy on the wall. It's what they do with deer, with bear, and other animals to feed their families.
Right. Well, you know, being manager of the resource, we don't advocate trophy hunting. You know, we're utilizing the resource. And in my mind, every animal that's harvested is a trophy. I don't care how big or small. You should be honored to have that experience. But we also want folks to utilize the animal. And unfortunately, there's this bad precedent out there that bear meat, they may not be so good. That has a lot to do with the fact that folks, you know, don't know what they're doing when they have a bear in their hands to utilize it. So what we've tried to do is make it easier. You know, we want folks, when they harvest their bear, to make sure they get the hide off and the meat prepared as soon as possible. Bears are very well insulated. They're an animal that can spoil from the inside out because they're so well insulated with their heavy fur coat and, you know, their fat reserves. So we try to train folks. We're trying to teach the sportsmen, because we don't have a tradition of hunting bears here in the state, to try to really treat these animals differently than they do deer, right? Because they do need special treatment. In the end, you know, the recipe book just gives folks idea. And anyone that's had, you know, bear meat that's been properly prepared will come back for more. I liken it greatly to prime rib if it's treated properly.
Okay.
I know a lot of folks that don't like deer meat love bear meat. So, again, it's an acquired taste for anyone, but most folks that try it come back.
And once again, the 2014 Bear Hunt for New Jersey, December 8th through the 13th. There are laws and requirements, regulations, and it is all easy to understand. And the state has a website all set up with all that you need to know, all the information, all the permits you need to have access to. We have a link directly over to the Bear Season website at the state.nj.usdep page. So check it out. And again, become part of the hunting experience, which is part of our heritage, part of our history, certainly of our region. Certainly have our nation's history as well. We'll talk a little bit more about history a little bit later on with a couple of upcoming guests. And from the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife, we've joined this morning by Kelsey Burgess. Kelsey, thanks so much for helping hunters become aware, keep things safe out there, and thanks for being here this morning.
Absolutely. Again, if there's anyone that has any questions, you know, have them feel free to give us a call. We'd be glad to answer anyone's questions anytime.